WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo, topping our report this hour. As the Omicron surge continues to fade and new COVID cases and hospitalizations keep trending downward, there is talk about the end of the pandemic possibly coming into focus soon. But what that really means is unclear.
Dr. Ed Lifshitz, the director of communicable disease services for the Jersey Health Department, says the signs we're seeing are positive, but don't expect COVID to simply stop circulating.
No, I don't think that's likely. I think there will be other variants that will come. How bad will they be? Again, anybody's guess.
Governor Murphy says if the pandemic ends, it would be wonderful.
Please, God, I hope the answer is yes, but I unfortunately will almost predict with certainty that we're going to have to say we hope it is, but never say never with this thing.
David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
The Turnpike Authority has approved $3.5 million to repair the fire-damaged culvert under the Garden State Parkway in Brick. An inspection crew has found the roadway to be in satisfactory condition, but maintenance crews continue to monitor the roadway. The Coast Guard battling time and ocean currents as it searches for 38 people missing off the coast of Florida 4 days after a suspected human smuggling boat capsized in a storm. The accident killed at least one person and has left a single known survivor. That survivor tells rescuers the boat capsized Saturday shortly after sailing into a storm from the Bahamas. 2 million New Jerseyans receiving NJ Family benefits will now be eligible to receive an allotted number of COVID tests every month.
The program announcing it will cover the cost of 8 free over-the-counter COVID-19 tests per month. NJ Family Care members are now eligible to go to a participating pharmacy and request up to 4 test kits a month, and each of those kits includes 2 tests. Acting New Jersey Human Services Commissioner Sarah Adelman says additional kits may be covered in the future, and she urges every NJ Family Care member to be fully vaccinated and boosted against COVID-19. Chad Robison, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
This portion of the news is made possible by Navage. With each breath, allergens, germs, and viruses get trapped in your nose, and now there's a simple, easy, and effective way to clean your nose and protect your health. It's called Navage. Navage, available at Navage.com. Duncan Hines is teaming up with Dolly Parton for a new line of cake mix. The Dolly Parton Times Duncan Hines line will hit store shelves in March. And if you can't stand the wait, special baking kits are available to purchase on the Duncan Hines website starting today. They go for $40, and they include mixes, recipes, frosting, a tea towel, plus a letter from the cultural icon herself. Download our free app, sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone, customize it for your neighborhood, and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Let's talk about the S word. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
If it's happening in New Jersey, it's happening on New Jersey 101.5.
03 New Jersey fast traffic.
All right, the Garden State Parkway is still have some road work going on the southbound side in the left lane at exit 36 heading down towards 30. Watch for some possible delays getting through that area. Also, if you're trying to get onto the turnpike off of Forest Gate Drive East, you're not going to be able to do that over that 8A. That's flipped over tractor trailer. The traffic is being detoured around it for the time being. Meanwhile, 287 rolling along pretty well. 78 eastbound local lanes at exit 49 down to 50 at Vauxhall Road. You've got right lane repairs to watch out for. And there's still some road work going on 166 in Tom River between 37 and Highland Parkway. We're looking pretty good across the Delaware, and the Hudson River crossing's not bad. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report at 218. I'm Tom Rivers on New Jersey 101.5.
Jersey Radio.
Listen for the show every day when I get out of work.
New Jersey 101.5.
The opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. The snowstorm hype machine is fully fired up now. Specifically, we're watching the potential for a powerful coastal storm this weekend in the Friday night to Saturday time frame. The big question is how close to the coast will that storm track be? Forecast confidence is still a bit too low to take a guess at snowfall totals, but we could see minor impacts inland, moderate to major impacts closer to the coast, all of that on the table. Hopefully details will become clearer by tomorrow morning. morning. Meanwhile, we're dealing with quiet but cold weather. Tonight's low temperatures dip into the mid-teens for most of New Jersey. Some single digits in the coldest corners of the state with clear skies and light winds. Tomorrow won't be much warmer than today. Lower 30s with sunshine. Cloudy and mid-30s on Friday with a few snow showers possible during the day. Then we'll see a chance for steadier, heavier accumulating snow from Friday night into early Saturday. Could be some wind issues too. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
In Wall, it is 29, Bayonne 28, southbound Brook 29. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5.